Malcolm Turnbull has suffered another blow in the polls, with support for his government and approval of him as Prime Minister slipping further. The latest news poll shows Labor's opened up a 10-point two-party preferred lead over the coalition, 55% to 45%. Opposition leader Bill Shorten's closing in as the preferred Prime Minister, now only 2 points below Mr Turnbull's 36% after the Prime Minister suffered a 5-point slump. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the news poll result isn't surprising given the political turmoil of recent weeks.
Clearly, the Australian people want us to work through this issue and resolve it swiftly, and that is what the government is committed to do. But in the meantime, I'm not surprised that the messiness of the last few weeks is reflected in the news poll. Malcolm Turnbull is providing strong and effective leadership to our team. We're getting on with it since the last election.
The coalition's primary vote fell by 1 point to 34%, while Labor's primary vote rose a point to 38%. Meanwhile, other polls suggest the same-sex marriage postal survey will return a yes vote. While the government will facilitate debate in Parliament on the subject if the yes vote succeeds, it says it won't guarantee much more than that. Politicians are scrambling to prepare for the next stage in the debate. Coalition MPs are pushing for laws to shield opponents from anti-discrimination action if same-sex marriage is legalised. A proposed bill would give protection to celebrants, educators, businesses and parents. Liberal Senator James Patterson is behind the latest bill, despite telling the ABC he voted in support of same-sex marriage.
But I also believe that religious liberty, freedom of conscience and freedom of speech are important rights. We're about to find out in the survey exactly how many people voted one way or the other, but I suspect 30 to 40% of Australians will vote no. Now, I don't think their votes should mean that we shouldn't have same-sex marriage in this country, but I do think that their freedoms should be protected, and I think my bill is a bill that best does that.
Fellow Liberal Dean Smith has a similar private bill ready for Parliament. It also includes exemptions so religious organisations can refuse to conduct same-sex marriages. Education Minister Simon Birmingham told Sky News he believes this bill is the appropriate and logical starting point for any debate.
It's been the one that has already been subject to parliamentary scrutiny. It was built upon the findings of a Senate inquiry, built upon the exposure draft that the Attorney-General had released.
Nearly 8 in 10 Australians who received survey forms have had their say, with a result to be announced on Wednesday. Labor leader Bill Shorten says Australians expect the Parliament to deal with marriage equality legislation before the end of the year.
If Australians vote yes on marriage equality, the one question they were asked was on marriage equality. And I think that if we were not to implement a decision on marriage equality, the nation would throw up its hands and give up on the Parliament.
And with the citizenship fiasco continuing to play out, the Senate elected a new president today. Scott Ryan was chosen to replace former President Stephen Parry, who resigned after it was revealed he was a dual British citizen. The Special Minister for State received 53 votes and Greens Senator Peter Whish-Wilson 11. Senator Ryan addressed the Australian Senate as its 25th president.
I do emphasise I'm now your servant. I now represent all senators. I'm no longer part of the executive government, and I will treat every senator on the merits of them as an individual representative of their state, regardless of party or office held.